Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Lady sings the blues. She's got them bad. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what the blues is all about.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Grammy and Tony Award-winning singer and actress Dee Dee Bridgewater has covered a lot of ground during her career, but something keeps bringing her back to Billie Holiday. In the early 1980s, Dee Dee portrayed Billie Holiday during the first run of the Stephen Stahl stage production called Lady Day. More recently, she put her own spin on classic Billie Holiday tunes for an album called Eleonora Fagan, 1915 to 1959, to Billie with Love from Dee Dee Bridgewater. Now Dee Dee's back on stage once again as Billie Holiday in the off-Broadway production of Lady Day, and she's here with me in the Soundcheck studio today, and she's going to get us started with Can't Get Started.
And that's how I feel. Okay, Bill.
In a plane, I've charted revolutions in Spain. The North Pole I've charted, but I can't get started with you. And at the golf course, I'm under par. Metro Goldwyn wants me to star. Got a house, a show place. I can't get no place with you. You're so supreme. The lyrics I write of your scheme, just for the sight of your scheme, both day and night of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Even Gable asked me to tea. I'm broken hearted. I can't get started with you. So supreme, the lyrics I write of your scheme, for the sight of your dream, both day and night of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Even Basie asked me to tea. I'm brokenhearted. I can't get started with you. Thank you, Bill Jolly.
Dee Dee Bridgewater, live in the Soundcheck studio with Bill Jolly at the piano, and Can't Get Started. Dee Dee Bridgewater channeling her inner Billie Holiday, as she has done to great effect in the past, and does so each night in the off-Broadway show called Lady Day. Bill Jolly, in addition to being the pianist in the show, is also playing the role of Sonny, who was Billie Holiday's pianist. And James Kmack also joining us on double bass. He plays the role of Dion in the stage play by Stephen Stahl. Dee Dee Bridgewater, welcome to Soundcheck.
Well, thank you, John Schaefer. How are you?
I am well. How about you?
I'm okay. This is my morning.
You know, you have a. This is a tough schedule.
It is a tough schedule. It really is, and I'm starting to feel it. I have to honestly say.
I mean, you have a long award-winning career in your own voice,
yeah.
And then you have this kind of doppelganger career in kind of Billie Holiday's voice.
Yeah, kind of. It's not, you know, it's for sure not in, I'm not trying to impersonate.
Right.
Really, and nor really imitate. I just, from doing the show in 87 in London, towards the end of the run at the Piccadilly Theater, I just felt she had possessed me. And I was doing the show originally in my own voice, singing in my own voice, and it just morphed. It just morphed into her voice.
Yeah.
And so she's been with me ever since.
So is it, you know, when you're out on stage doing these songs, is it a conscious thing? Do you have to remember, oh, no, don't sing like Dee Dee, sing it like Billie.
No,
or is
it's
it,
not,
it,
no.
It's completely organic.
I've never had that.
Yeah.
I've never had that experience. What I did, not singing like, but phrasing.
Mm.
don't phrase like I phrase. I have to phrase like Billy.
Now, what, you know, she had a somewhat unconventional approach to phrasing, didn't she?
Yes, yes, she did. Well,
is that one of the things that brings you back to her?
You know, I don't know what it is that brings me back to Billy. I don't know. I mean, last night I just finished rereading Lady Sings the Blues. I just felt, you know, I need to go back and reconnect with her life and mm-hmm. and just so that I can have new fuel for, you know, what I'm doing and how I'm interpreting the role and different scenes that I have in the play. But what I found is that I just had a lot of odd similarities with her life and mine. My mother's maiden name is Holiday, but she spells it with two L's, and she's always said Billy spelled it wrong.
Well, and of course, Billie Holiday was not her real name. It is, as
no,
you titled
yes,
your record,
Eleanora Fagan.
Eleanora Fagan.
Yeah, but you know, but I thought, well, that's interesting. She always had dogs. I have had dogs since mm-hmm. I'm an adult, and I tour so much.
But Dee Dee, you know, having dogs, that's a pretty minor thing. I mean,
well,
you start comparing life.
And then I've, you know,
life experience.
The life experiences, you know, I had issues in Catholic school. I was put out of my Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand the harsh treatment. She, you know, of course, she was locked in a room to be punished with a dead body of a girl that went to the Catholic school that she was at.
And
then, you know, she had problems, you know, rape issues. I had rape and molestation issues when I was young.
As a kid.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, bad choices in men, but, you know. Hey.
So how does, I mean, this is a dark play, you know?
It is.
And there's a lot of darkness in mm-hmm. Billie Holiday's life. And how difficult is that for you every night to have to get out there and in between... You know, in Act One, it's basically you and the guys
yeah.
rehearsing for Act Two's
mm-hmm,
show,
mm-hmm.
and Billy is having these kind of flashbacks and
yeah.
stuff. That's got to be hard for you too.
It's been very interesting this run, this time around, and maybe it's because I've had more life experiences. I'm more aware of what I'm doing, but I don't know how I did it as long as I did without any problems, or maybe I had problems and I didn't realize I was having problems, you know, but now, you know, I know about depression and all of that stuff. So
so in a funny way, is this a coping mechanism for you?
It's this time around, I really don't know what's going on. I do know that I just realized today that I'm depressed. I've been down for a good couple of weeks. So I'm needing a break. I'm beginning to feel like I need a little slight bit of separation from
mm-hmm.
her
mm-hmm.
so that I can keep going, because I feel like I'm going down a deep hole now. I really do. So I was thinking maybe I should find a therapist while I'm in New York.
We're speaking with Dee Dee Bridgewater, the Grammy and Tony Award-winning jazz vocalist, and starring in Lady Day, the off-Broadway show at the Little Schubert Theater, which is slated to run through March of 2014.
Yeah.
So
yes.
You gotta.
I'm gonna knuckle down.
Yeah, knuckle down.
And then
down
I'm thinking I'm gonna, you know, maybe get a trainer. I'm not disciplined, but I think if I start to exercise, maybe that will help to.
They say that's very
stuff.
Good for depression.
That's
too.
What they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Dee Dee Bridgewater with us on Soundcheck. You want to do Loverman next?
Sure.
All right, and rejoining two of the members of the onstage band that performs with her each night at the Little Schubert Theater in Lady Day, Bill Jolly at our piano, James Kamak playing the double bass. Here's a song associated with Billie Holiday, Lover Man.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I never had. never had no kissing. Ooh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. And I go to bed with a prayer you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears and whisper sweet little things in my ears. Hugging and kissing, ooh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be?
Dee Dee Bridgewater, live on Soundcheck with Billie Holiday's Lover Man, with Bill Jolly at our piano, James Kamak playing the bass, and all of them on stage at the Little Schubert Theater each night through March with Lady Day, written and directed by Stephen Stahl, and celebrating the life and work of Billie Holiday. Let's the show takes place in London, and
yes. circa 1954.
Okay. And this song, Foggy Day, sort of brackets the first act.
Yes, it does.
Of the play.
That's a very nice way to put it. Yeah.
Well, let's hear how you and the boys put it. You want to play it for us?
Okay.
Foggy day in London town, it had me low and it had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could it last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. Then suddenly, you know, I saw you standing there. And through foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere. Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could it last? The age of miracles hadn't passed. Then suddenly I saw you standing there in foggy London town. The sun was shining everywhere.
Dee
Thank you, gentlemen.
Dee Dee Bridgewater, live on Soundcheck with Foggy Day in London Town. Bill Jolly at our piano. He plays the role of Sonny, Billie Holiday's pianist and music director in the film, in the play Lady Day. James Kamak, the bassist, plays the role of Dion, who is the bassist in the band. Dee Dee Bridgewater, of course, plays Lady Day herself, Billie Holiday. Bill and Jim are not actors. Neither are the other. I mean, you know.
Now they are.
Now they are, yeah. But we were talking about this before the tape started rolling today, that, you know, they're not actors, but, you know, they've been put into this situation where playing as actors is not such a stretch. What about for you in this lead role, which is not just a singing role, but as we were talking before, really dramatic and often very dark role? How has this been for you in terms of expanding your acting chops?
Well, this was I considered this a real breakout for me when I did it in first in Paris in French. That was
It in French?
Yes, I did the play, all of the dialogue in French, and then sang in English.
Huh.
That was a schizophrenic moment.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in London, you know, being nominated for the Laurence Olivier Award was a very, very rewarding situation for me, you know, after having done it, to get that kind of confirmation that, okay, you know, my acting must be all right. So to have this opportunity to revisit her here and with the amazing reviews that I received concerning my acting, that just it's been a very rewarding and a very uplifting and a very gratifying experience, and it's wet my whistle. I want to do some more
acting.
Acting, yeah, yeah. So I'm in the process of looking at some theatrical agents, because I don't have that, you know, and I was trying to get a theatrical agent. Actually, let me go back a little bit
more. If you get a good one, though, you're not going to get that break that you've been looking forward to at the end of this
run.
No,
but you know what? I love throwing myself into a character and really creating that character, giving that character the background and the backbone and so that you know why that particular character reacts a certain way in a particular moment. I love that. I just love that. I love working in an ensemble situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love when I've done theater and all of the productions that I've done, I've really enjoyed, except this one, working with all of the technical crew. This one I was so focused on remembering the dialogue. Holy schmoly.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were going to say a different word there, but you're an
NPR
host.
I
heard the holy sh and I was like, what is she doing?
No. I know we're on the air.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an NPR person,
That's
too.
That's right. Dee Dee Bridgewater hosts NPR's nationally syndicated weekly show Jazz Set.
That's
with
right.
Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Yay.
And is starring
in our 11th year. Yay.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
And still starring in the off-Broadway show Lady Day through March at the Little Schubert Theater, portraying Billie Holiday. And Dee Dee, it is an incredible portrayal. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, John.
Who do you think is coming to town? You'll never guess who.
If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.
What do you think she's coming to town? Just wait and you see. The lovable little Miss Brown.